Mark, we got to save that prayer. I got to go through it several times. It was very, very nice and deep. Didn't know I had such depth in my brother. Oh, thank you, Denny. I really appreciate you making the sacrifice and enduring the family discord that you're going to have to endure for coming to do this. But I thought it was particularly fun because of all our Wednesdays bantering back and forth. And as you saw, there were several hands that went up that actually listened to that. So that was pretty good. That was pretty darn good. Oh, my. A lot of conversation out and about in the world about privilege. And the thing I want to focus on is what a privilege it's been for me to be allowed to serve in this way. It doesn't come because I threw my hat in and I convinced some board members to give me a thumbs up. It's something that is allowed for me to do by the medical staff, the hospital staff, and everybody in the community. It's something that has to be earned. And I really am grateful for the opportunity to have served this way for this long. You know, the average life expectancy for healthcare administrators is far less than 20 years. and maybe they move on for other reasons, but we came to see Lamar's as a home quite quickly. And after not having a home for 23 years in the Navy, that was a very meaningful thing. And it's at the heart of the reason why we want to continue to let our roots deepen in Lamar's and in Plymouth County as time goes forward. It's been a huge privilege to work with this staff, as I said, but in particular, the leadership team that we've had here. It truly does take a team of folks, and at this stage of the game, Daryl Friedenbach, Lori Mortensen, and Mary Helen Gibson have been the other members of our leadership team, and it has truly been a great privilege to work with them. Lori's predecessor, Loretta Myers, is here as well, hiding up there. Well, there's Daryl as well. By the way, if between the time that Dustin arrives and I'm out of here, Daryl's your man. I'm going to be using caller ID to make sure I don't get involved in anything I shouldn't. But anyway, the other nice part of hitting this transition is we can, especially for me, refocus better than I have been able to on family. The work sometimes draws us away from being able to spend family time like I ought to. But despite that happening in the Navy and here at Floyd Valley sometimes, and Patty taking on the burden of many of our family obligations, I'm grateful that we'll be able to resume those relationships and get out to New York and visit a little more often. And what's that foreign country? Canada, where Kate and Anthony live, and Liz will now be down in Omaha, which is actually within reach. Thanks for moving out of Billings, because that would have been too far to drive. But that's all going to be another part of the privilege that I've been able to enjoy, and it's just all kinds of gratitude. One thing I learned in our Navy time, they had this tradition of periodically doing what they called a hail and farewell. And so when people were really knuckling down and pressuring me to do something like we're doing tonight, it was very important to me for it to include the hail and welcoming effort to Dustin. And very kind remarks from you, thanks. They were all correct, by the way. But and then the farewell is, I guess, what is more typically happening with people. And I guess I've only had a chance to shake hands with half of you so far, so I want to just tell you how grateful I am for the privilege, and let's get on with this thing. Thank you.